And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has reached its latest pandemic milestone, eclipsing 700,000 deaths from COVID-19, just as the surge from the Delta variant is starting to slow down and give overwhelmed hospitals some relief. It took 3.5 months for the U.S. to go from 600,000 to 700,000 deaths, driven by the variant's rapid spread through unvaccinated Americans. The death toll is larger than the population of Boston. Meanwhile, drug maker Merck's experimental oral drug for COVID-19 reduced by around 50% the chance of hospitalization or death for patients at risk of severe disease. That's according to interim clinical trial results announced on Friday. Merck and partner Ridgeback Biotherapeutics plan to seek U.S. emergency use authorization for the pill as soon as possible and to submit applications to regulatory agencies worldwide. Due to the positive results, the phase 3 trial is being stopped early at the recommendation of outside monitors. If authorized, the drug, which is designed to introduce errors into the genetic code of the virus, would be the first oral antiviral medication for COVID-19. American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and JetBlue are joining United Airlines in requiring employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as the Biden administration steps up pressure on major U.S. carriers to require the shots. The airlines provide special flights, cargo hauling, and other services for the government. Companies say that makes them government contractors who are covered by President Joe Biden's order directing contractors to require that employees be vaccinated. American Airlines CEO Doug Parker told employees late Friday that the airline is still working on details, but it's clear that the team members who choose to remain unvaccinated will not be able to work at American Airlines. This is VOA News. The United Nations chief has informed Ethiopia that it has no legal right to expel 7 UN officials whom it accused of meddling in the country's affairs. Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that severe restrictions on desperately needed aid to the conflict-racked Tigray region have created a humanitarian and human rights crisis that is spiraling out of control. The UN deputy spokesman said that Guterres conveyed to the Ethiopian prime minister during a phone call on Friday that declaring someone persona non grata or unwelcome applies to states, not to the UN or its personnel. Iran started military exercises near its border with Azerbaijan on Friday as tensions between the two neighbors rose over issues including the relations with Tehran's arch enemy Israel. Iranian state media said the exercises involved armored and artillery units as well as drones and helicopters. Iran has long criticized Azerbaijan's military ties with Israel, which includes purchases of Israeli arms. Tehran has been wary over nationalists in Turkey and Azerbaijan fanning secessionist tendencies among its Azeri minority. U.S. President Joe Biden's popularity has slumped, with half of Americans now approving and half disapproving of his leadership. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for the president, who pledged to bring the country together and restore confidence in government, has declined after a slew of challenges in recent weeks at home and abroad. 50% now say they approve of Biden, while 49% disapprove. 54% approved in August and 59% did in July. Since July, Biden's approval rating has dipped slightly among Democrats and among independents who don't lean toward either party. Scores of demonstrators took to the streets of London on Friday to protest against what they said was China's human rights abuses and alleged genocide in its far west Xinjiang region. Isabella Rodriguez, who is a campaign assistant at the Stop Uyghur Genocide Organization, said protesters included Tibetans, Uyghurs, as well as Hong Kongers who wanted to raise awareness of that situation. The demonstrators marched to the Chinese embassy where they burned a Chinese flag. And there were no scuffles, and the protest did end peacefully. And recapping our top story, the United States has reached its latest pandemic milestone of 700,000 deaths from COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.